Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Writing for MLB.com and Brewers.com and talking Brewers with us Fridays here on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Bill Schmidt and Gary Ellerson along with Leroy Butler here on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, appreciate it, man. Welcome back from the nine-game, nine-day road trip. And I'm done griping about the logistics of the road trip. But a 4-5 road trip from how that started has to feel good for that club.
Well, I mean, record-wise, yes. I'm not sure that they came home with the state of pitching that they wanted, although they got through it, obviously, in Pittsburgh with the sweep. The off days coming up are going to help. The schedule is very kind to them this week. So that will help them kind of navigate being down a guy. But it's pretty remarkable to be here in the middle of August in wild card contention. And you think about the entire starting rotation right now is down. Either not in the rotation or hurt, like I said with Corbin Burnes, it's both. So they've got a task ahead to kind of pull this staff back together, and we'll know a lot more, I think, soon on Chacin and where he's at. So that would be a guy who could at least help him, give him some innings if he's going to give him good innings. But you know, the pitching is pretty screwed up right now. Maybe Trevor Hoffman can come out of retirement and throw a couple for him tonight.
And maybe you can teach Freddie Peralta a little something and just trade off 51-51 and just say, you know what, Freddie, I like you in that ninth inning. Why don't you just take Hell's Bells and we'll roll with that.
Yeah, that would be a pretty cool tribute, by the way, if Freddie does get in the game tonight to do a little Hell's Bells.
Who does it sound like Tom Hargercourt tweeting this out a couple of minutes ago? Sounds like there might be a new arrival up at Miller Park. He said nothing official, but appears Hernán Pérez is back.
Yeah, and look, he's been swinging the bat again, and they just wanted a little offense. Remember when they made that swap with Tyler Saladino? It was partially with some offense in mind, and he's got his numbers at AAA back up. So that's been one of those moves that you kind of wondered whether it was coming. And that would be good for the clubhouse, too. You guys know what part he played in sort of bridging the different groups in the clubhouse and just being a team guy. So I don't think that to me, that was kind of one of those moves that was waiting to happen a little bit. And it looks like he hit his way back here. So good for him.
You know, what do you make of, though? I think if you look at the Brewers right now, Hira, you know, is up, young guy, Grisham, the other kids. What do you make of those two young guys now that are kind of filling in? And why did the Brewers elect to go young in the middle of a pennant race?
Well, in Grisham's case, it was because they were in a period where they had, like, the bats had mysteriously gone dead. And this was a guy swinging a tremendous bat at AAA, having a breakthrough season. And they just wanted to infuse a bat and try to get something going, try to break up that offensive funk a little bit. I don't think that, you know, with the pitching, the worry is it's manpower, basically. Offensively, they feel like they should be better than they are performing based on the names that Craig Counsell is writing in that lineup. And I think the Grisham thing was just as simple as let's get up, try to bring up a hot bat and see if we can't capitalize on it. And he delivered for him a little bit. So that I don't think that there was anything more philosophic to it than that. It's just try to bring up a bat. And obviously, Keston Hira came up and did the same kind of thing. Was rookie of the week 1 week, but then he sort of had to deal with his first cold spell. And now the question is how he comes out of that. And he did it with a couple of homers in a game. So these guys are up to not. Because they're not for any developmental thing. It's a matter of trying to get some offense going, and I think part of that is if you're going to be compromised pitching-wise, you're going to have to win some games with the bats. You're going to have to win some games with the bats. So they're trying to get as many guys up as they can who can swing it a little bit.
Talking with Adam McAlvey here on the Wendy's Big Show, and one of those guys that it appears might be part of this Hernan Perez swap, Travis Shaw, just hasn't been able to get the bat going again here up at the big leagues.
No, and it's been, look, if they had an answer for that, if anyone had the answer for what happened to him this year, they would address it, they would fix it. Players go through this. This one is puzzling because of just, if you look at the numbers for two whole seasons in a row, they're pretty consistently good. And to just have it totally fall apart for him is a surprise, is maddening for the player, for the coaches who worked really hard to try to figure it out. They thought they had it going again when they brought him back here, and it just didn't happen. And look, there comes a point where it's production. This is a production game, and you know, they have to make the decisions, especially with optionable players, make the decisions that you know, to get the best bats they can.
Yeah, it's so refreshing to hear you say they may have to win games by the bats, because I really think, Adam, somewhere along the line in these offices, they're thinking, I could put out a lineup at any time that can score 6 runs. We understand the pitching is going to be not so much everybody else wants to be, you know, thinks it's going to be. And now what everybody heard, Chase Anderson seemed like he was your guy. But, if you're going to go for 4 in a row, if you had to pick a guy, Gio would seem to be the guy that you can put out there that you can get 6 innings from and keep everything to where it's not just you're trying to outscore people.
Well, that I think is going to be their challenge, because in Brandon Woodruff, that, you know, he was a guy who you felt really good sending to the mound. Like, he had a chance to give you 7-8 scoreless innings. And the staff needs a guy like that to hit the reset yes. button on bullpen usage. Their issue right now is that I think, you know, Chase Anderson has been terrific when he's been on the mound. Gio Gonzalez, when he's been healthy and on the mound, has given him some really good innings and some really good performances. But I think the problem with both of those guys is just, you know, they've sort of learned that the best way to use them is twice through the order, and then you usually make a change after that. Even Gio, though he's gone longer at times, certainly in his career and even in a Brewers uniform. But, you know, if you don't have that guy who's going to every now and then give you a 7-inning start, you're putting a lot of load on a bullpen that's been shaky, with Corey Knebel down, with Jeremy Jeffress being not the same. Mm-hmm. So there's question marks out there, and it's difficult to sort of hold this together, keep everybody fresh and performing at a high level, if the innings are going to be spread out the way it looks like they're going to spread them out. So they're going to have to use the full 40-man roster. They're going to have to use their multi-inning relievers for multiple innings and hope those guys bounce back and carry that load. But, I mean, I think there's some legitimate questions about how sustainable all that is, if you don't have even one guy that's really consistently going to go out there and pitch deep into a game. And look, maybe Kirk Council alters his usage of guys a little bit, and maybe he pushes. I don't think he's going to push Gio because he's gone through all that shoulder stuff. But maybe Chase Anderson gets a chance to go deeper into games. I don't know. They haven't used him that way for a very long time, for 2 years really. And that it would be a significant change if they did, but I guess it's something I would say you have to at least look at, or it just seems to me like you might not have enough bodies to cover the innings you need to cover if you're going to spread it out.
And your pitching staff is so depleted, and then obviously you play Wednesday without Lorenzo Cain and without Christian Yelich in the lineup.
Yeah, well, no, we won't know. We're like a little early. I know normally we're at 4:48. We'd be better to know then, but we've got that ceremony with Hoffman and Hardy in weeks. So we're going to be dealing with that at that time. But we're just going to have to wait another hour or so to find out, within the next hour, Yelich's availability. And then after that, hopefully we'll get a little bit more about what it looks like going forward. So, you know, it's just with Yelich, this is just part of the story. He's going to need these periods. People get frustrated when the big boys aren't able to play here and there. He's not able to play here and there. That kind of is the reality of it. And they found that when they don't push it too far, they can still get him at an MVP level. but every now and then there's going to be a couple of days that he's going to have to miss. And that's why, mm-hmm. you know, a guy like Trent Grisham can be really important to come up and fill in where they need him to fill in.
Adam, as a guy that's covered this team for as long as you have and growing up in the area, you understand what those Weeks, Hardy, Hart, you know, Fielder and Braun teams meant to the organization, meant to the city with Brewers baseball. How cool is it to have them be honored tonight here along with Trevor Hoffman?
Yeah, look, it's really cool. I am a big fan of the Wall of Honor, and I still think, even though we're a couple years into it, there's a misunderstanding, like it's a Hall of Fame, or, you know, why is, and they get people get a little bent out of shape about some of the names. The point of this thing, and it's based off San Francisco, there's a wall that we walk past every time we go to the park. It's players who are there for a long enough period of time that they became part of the story of the team. And if you were going to games in that era, it was a guy you would have some memory of just because they played a large volume of games with the club. Or, in Trevor Hoffman's case, you know, memorable in the sense that they went to the Hall of Fame. So there's these different standards to get into things. It's not meant to be the best of the very best. It's not meant to be a retired number. There's retired numbers for that. So I think it's a really cool idea to spark conversations about the history of your franchise. And certainly if you think about those guys, they were big parts of it. I think you mentioned Hardy and Weeks sort of being part of the core that lifted the team back to being relevant again, you know, starting with the wild card in 08. And then Trevor Hoffman, look, his tenure was short. It was one good year and one really frustrating year that ended with a milestone. But I am convinced that 2011 and beyond, Trevor Hoffman's fingerprints were all over that stuff. Because he instilled a different way to look at the game, and I think he instilled in players like, you know, Braun and Fielder, mm-hmm. Gallardo, a kind of different way to look at what it was to be a Major League Baseball player, and those fingerprints remain, I think. So I think it's very cool that those guys are getting a moment tonight, and it'll be fun to see them all back in Miller Park.
And that Wall of Honor, a brainchild of Craig Counsell when he was in the front office, correct?
Yeah, because he would walk past it too from the hotel to the ballpark. And look, in the way I describe it is in San Francisco, it starts with At Lee Hammaker and it ends with Willie Mays. Now, At Lee Hammaker is not Willie Mays, and that's kind of the point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to celebrate the history of your franchise, the names that are a part of the story of your team, and I think it's pretty cool.
Adam, appreciate it. We'll see you over the weekend at the ballpark, Brewers and Rangers.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks. That's Adam McCalvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.